This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for another overview of the news from the world of family farms, things that are affecting you, a conversation with a lady who runs Mandalay Farms. We'll have that in our focus, our spotlight on somebody who's doing something successful that hopefully you can learn from and about. And then I'll have my commentary later on in the broadcast. News-wise, I think there are two important things this week that came across my desk that I want to share with you in case you didn't have the time for the attention or distraction of all of this stuff. The American Egg Board, and more importantly, America's egg farmers, have donated an historic 46 million dozen eggs. Think about that for a second. Food banks around the country who have experienced unparalleled demand for food because of COVID. And these farmers, the egg farmers, across the nation, donating millions and millions, tens of millions of eggs to help out. And they've been doing it all year long. 17 million people are experiencing food insecurity at the moment. And eggs are always in high demand because of protein and other important nutrients. There's choline, which is good for your brain, all kinds of things. And so congratulations to the American Egg Board and to the people who run the egg farms, the big ones, the small ones, all of the people who are doing this. I find, frankly, in my experience, that the smaller farmers, and I know this, well, it's my prejudice. Smaller farmers is my prejudice. That's why I'm doing this program and this podcast, because I want to support American family farmers. And in this case, I want to support America's egg farmers, the small ones who have maybe 400 or 500 hens and are selling maybe 100 or so dozen eggs a day, that sort of thing. I don't even do that on my farm. I have, I think, about 40 laying hens, and we sell 4 or 5 dozen eggs a day, and people come there, they're waiting. When the eggs are put into the refrigerator after they're cleaned, they'll pay $8 a dozen for them, and they're gone in 10 minutes. So that's what people want, to have this kind, the resource that's there for eggs, for milk, for all the produce. It's been significantly improved upon this year, and for that, I think we're really very, very thankful for that. But it's good for everybody because there's more nutritious foods. And these meals for American families from the egg farmers, it's really great. I think a lot of people, I noticed that the Maryland Food Bank, for example, and the New York Food Bank in Massachusetts, I'm looking at three different ones here, who've donated $15,000 to Full Hearts, Full Bellies, which is an organized community kitchen that is providing meals to children. And one of the important things that's happened, they acknowledge that they have been given all these eggs, and they say they're grateful for it. So, again, thinking about food insecurity, thinking about how we can help. I know it's a tough time for a lot of people, but you know what? The generosity of farmers in this country, the family farmers, knows no bounds. And as a result of that, you know, you see and hear these stories, and I just think we need to acknowledge them, say thank you, and have people hear and know that this is the sort of thing that's going on. Because a lot of people listen to this program that are not farmers. As I said, it's aimed at helping families and foodies, if you will, the locavores, have an understanding of what's going on the family farm, so we can keep up with it, keep promoting it, keep it growing, or get it back on a growth curve, that sort of thing. So, again, a tip of the hat to America's egg farmers. Another item of interest that's important this week in the news for family farmers, the situation not only with food insecurity, but a lot of hardships on the farm. And so the farmers union and many of the smaller farm organizations have gone after Trump because he has been up and down and sideways. As I'm talking here today, supposedly they're back at trying to consider some sort of pandemic relief. I know I just got a news alert from my local county USDA office talking about the new things that could be part of what can be helped, the kind of farmers. I'm in the dairy business. I raise dairy replacement heifers, and I also grow a lot of hay. Hay has not really been much in the focus here. A lot of other crops have. I don't know why hay hasn't, because without the hay, the animals don't have anything to eat. And I'll tell you something. In the Northeast, those of you who are listening to this program and you're in the Northeast or certain other parts of the country where there has been a severe drought, the amount of hay that's available, I'm pretty much out. I've done, I think we've done a couple of thousand round bales and probably about half the number of square bales that we normally do. And I normally have stuff to keep me through the winter or to keep people that buy from me also supplied. I don't know that we're going to be able to do that. I think there's only enough hay that I've, see, I'm still doing second crop, but I think we've only got 9 or 10 weeks worth of hay to help out the people that are normally our customers. And so I was in New York last week at a farm that sells thousands and thousands of bales of round and square every year. He's got 2,300 acres that he works, and he said, you know, he's keeping up with it, but he's got a lot more new customers, and the prices, whoa, what we were selling a good round bales for $55-$60 this year, $80-$85 for round bales, and in terms of small bales, I sell them, have been selling the last 4 or 5 years for $5-$6 a bale. This year, it's $6 to my friends, $7 to people I don't know, and $8 for a second cutting, and even that isn't going to hold up because, as I said, we're running out. So those of you, I would say, who are selling this sort of thing, make sure, because of the drought, that you're getting the money that you need. I know the price of pumpkins has gone way up. Those of you who are selling pumpkins at this time of year, it's like $0.60 a pound. I remember not that long ago, it was 25, 30 cents a pound. And the same is true with corn. We were getting 75 cents to a dollar an ear around here for corn. I don't know what was happening in your neck of the woods, but that's what it's been. The standard bill of fare here, at least in southern New England, has been in that price range. So get the money, and let's see what the president does on pandemic relief for farmers. Let's see how that shakes out later in the week. Doug Steffen here. We'll meet Karen Taylor from Mandalay Farms in a matter of moments. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's foremost weight loss movement. I'd like to call it a movement. It is a program. Real people get real results using Calitrin. No, nothing in it is bad or negative. I wouldn't talk about it if it was. It's all natural. Helps you to drain the lymph nodes, amongst other things, in your body. I look at some of the things that people are doing. Most of the time in diets, you're not getting enough protein. Your body needs protein to do everything, and it's also not getting enough. The main ingredient here is collagen. Your body didn't have enough of that in it either. So those are two of the main ingredients in Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. On checkout, use the discount code DJV. You get preferred pricing. You get a payment plan, no interest. You get no shipping, all of that sort of thing. And remember, because many of you in this is a family program, we're talking about families, many people, the whole family needs to go on a diet, and this is safe for everybody. So let's make sure you're containing your weight, you're getting to the optimum number that you want, so you'll be healthy through the winter. I know I want to eat soap when I talk about the winter, but let's prepare, be in shape. Calitrin, find out all you can and order, please, at toploss.com. Remember to use the code DJV on checkout.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now it's time for us to visit a farm down in Florida where there are a lot of animals that are thankful that they found Karen Taylor. Maybe they don't know her by name, but she certainly has done a lot. And so we're going to put a focus with her and the people who have helped her at Mandalay Farms. You're in Jupiter, I think, are you not?
Yes, we are.
All right, so Jupiter is a pretty high-end place. In Palm Beach County, you go from Palm Beach and directly north from Singer Island is Jupiter. Are you inland? I know the area very well. You're not on the coast, I'm betting. Are you inland near where Burt Reynolds, are you near where his farm was?
Yes, exactly. That area is also known as Jupiter Farms. And so, yes, we're very close to that area. And that original feed store is where we get our supplies. So,
isn't that cool? All right, how did this come to be? Who are you and why are you doing this?
I like to say that I am just a mother who has a passion for children and animals, so I'm blessed to be able to combine both of my passions together. I think what happened with our farm is that it evolved, you know. It started off, we were boarding horses, and, you know, as you get pickier about horse care, you realize you probably should just have your own place. So we got our own facility and moved our horses over. And then when people know you have land, then everybody calls you with, can you take in these goats? Can you take in these pigs? And so
I know the feeling. If you go to my website, Easley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EasleyFarm.com, you see the same thing. People are dropping off all kinds of animals all the time. So I feel for you. I know what you're saying, Karen.
Exactly. So we just, you know, started having, you know, we had more and more animals. We've always done philanthropic work working with foster children. And so we started inviting them over to the farm to experience, you know, the animals. And then from there, it turned into more formalized programs. And I got certified in equine therapy.
You're not that far from Wellington, which is another place where there are tons of horses, especially during much of the year, especially during the winter. Do you find a connection because you need money to run this sort of thing? Do you find you're able to make connections with people like that who are sensitive, especially to horses, maybe helping you out a bit?
Yeah, certainly the horse community and the Wellington community brings an international group of people from all over the country and world. So that has been great. And we've had a number of show jumpers come and visit our farm and bring their families, which has been wonderful. But I think for the most part, you know, what we've done has been just privately funding it through our family foundation and working with the charitable organizations.
All right, let's talk about that. Let me pause here for a second. I want to find out more about that and your philosophy. Karen Taylor from Mandalay Farms, a great way to think about saving animals here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roam your...
All right, moving back into our focus on how to help equines and other animals, some exotic, at least that's where the Mandalay Farms comes in. That's the picture. Karen Taylor is here. She has, along with her family. I mean, when you talk about family and philanthropy, there are a lot of people from a lot of families. I know there are a lot of names that you'd come across in Wellington, like DuPont and Bloomberg and the Gates. All those people have family members that are down there. Are you tapping to them? Or I don't know, frankly, other than now what I'm hearing about you, I don't know that much about your family. So tell me where you come from and how the focus has been. You've been around animals, I'm guessing, all of your life. Is that right?
Yes. I come by it honestly. I grew up in Orlando, so we did not have a farm. But my aunt had land in Fort Lauderdale, and I always spent summers with her and my cousins, and there was no shortage of animals or horses. So, I have worked with, I've been on the board of other wildlife facilities, and that opened my eyes to some of the exotics and working with exotics. So that's how we came to add kangaroos and wallabies and lemurs and owl monkeys. So, tamanduas, Patagonian maras, emus, all of that. To our farm as well as the domestics, you know, the horses, the goats, the pigs, the camels, the llamas. So it's just, like I said, it's just been a passion. My dad has always been very interested in animals and researched, and he would breed. He would go through periods where he would breed certain dogs. He would breed certain exotic birds, and he would breed koi. Towards the end of his life, he was breeding koi fish. So that just has always been a part.
In this circumstance, you have like 20 acres. Is that enough land? I'm thinking about what I have 114 acres on my farm, and I don't have enough land to take care of a lot of the animals that I would like to. How do you decide who you're going to take? You've got 250 animals there. Do you just take everybody and are some of them, if you'll pardon the pun, farmed out to other farms? Because, again, 20 acres is not a lot of land, actually.
Right, it's true. So, and the 250 animals is a little bit, it's a true count, but a lot of those animals are chickens and birds.
Ah, okay.
So they're not taking up as much room. Yeah, so they're not taking up as much room. We all of our enclosures for the exotics all exceed USDA and FWC standards.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have horses, you never have enough land. I mean,
right.
People in Texas can't understand 20 acres, right? Because they have thousands of acres. Yeah. But people in Wellington are like, wow, you have 20 acres, because in Wellington, they have 2 to 5 acres and they have 60
right.
horses there.
Yeah.
So we are, so our paddocks are much larger compared to Wellington standards, but smaller compared to Texas standards. So,
well, I have cows, although I have worked with some people that were saving some of the old workhorses, which is another passion. But they're all, you know, the point here is that there are animals that are in need. And especially during the COVID thing, where people are unloading what they can't afford to take care of, some people are not taking the short route and just destroying the animals. Others are finding people like you and me and others. There are a lot of these places that are developing around the country, which is kind of cool. And maybe we'll talk about enumerating some of them as we work our way through the essence of what you're doing. I want to talk with you about something called unbridled power. It looks like that'd be a pretty interesting way to teach people, not just about horses, but, you know, we have this stuff with animal therapy, and I want to bring that to people's attention as we think about something. Maybe farmers that are listening could, you know, you think about your animals, and maybe there's an idea in here that will spur you on to saving some of the animals that you have. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and free premium delivery. Ends Tuesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debate from Utah. VP Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris. When asked how a Biden presidency would have handled COVID, Senator Harris thinks better than President Trump.
Well, the American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. And here are the facts. 210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. 1 in 5 businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers.
Vice President Pence says the numbers would have been way worse had a Democrat been in office rather than President Donald Trump. He says the numbers proved our president is capable of leading us to a better society, a healthier society. You are listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Whey and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or go to greenmeadowway.com.
U.S. hospitals must start reporting flu data to the federal government or face losing federal funding, Health and Human Services Department officials said Tuesday. Hospitals currently report positive and suspected cases of COVID-19, fatalities, and admissions on a daily and weekly basis and will now be required to report the same numbers for influenza. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention currently tracks flu hospitalizations in just 14 states and uses modeling methodology to estimate how many people are infected, hospitalized, and killed by influenza across the country every flu season. The U.S. is facing the threat of two deadly respiratory viruses, flu and coronavirus, circulating at the same time. Well, Michael Jordan's done it, and now LeBron James will have the honor of the front of the Wheaties box. General Mills announcing the Lakers superstar will take over Serena Williams' serial duties. They say they chose LeBron to celebrate his efforts both on and off the court, most notably his work off the court with the I Promise program. And Johnny Nash, the guy who sang the infectious, happy 1970s hit, I Can See Clearly Now, has passed. The singer's son confirming the 80-year-old died at home of natural causes. He was born in Houston, Texas, made his debut as a major label artist back in 1957 with the hit single, A Teenager Sings the Blues. I'm Val Dior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Second half hour of our program here this week, the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen with Karen Taylor at Mandalay Farms down in Jupiter, Florida. So what is, I'm reading this program called Unbridled Power. What is that?
That is a equine therapy program, and it is all groundwork with horses. So no one's riding a horse, and they don't have to have any experience working with horses. And it works with horses' natural methods of communication and their how they react to pressure and release. And as herd animals, that they prefer to join up and work together as a team, which I think humans can learn a lot from herd animals on how to do that successfully.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially in this day and age. There are different types of, I mean, maybe you go through the breeds and how you have interacted with them. You were talking about jumpers and hunters, and there's a lot of that in Wellington. There's also the dressage horse. There are horse-related animals, donkeys, and the like. So how is it that you teach people how to deal with them? Because I think it's a two-way street. The animals learn about people, and people learn about the animals, right?
Right. So what we do is we use a curriculum, so it's not willy-nilly. It is a science-based curriculum that has been part of a 5-year research study in Canada and has been used for over 20 years now. So we use that curriculum, and we have a focus. So it may be communication. It may be on bonding. It might be on trust. So we just so each session focuses on that. We talk a little bit about it. We go over the very basics of how to read body behavior with the horses, and we also let people be aware of how the horse is reading their behavior. We put them in groups of 4 to 6 people with teamed with a horse, and they have different obstacle courses, and then they have a problem that they have to problem solve as a group and utilize the horse in that. So it really takes them out of their comfort zone, to say the least, and they're also dealing with a large animal. Sometimes we put our miniature horses in there. We do have Mustangs, quarter horses, Welsh ponies, like I said, miniature horses as well. And our horses have a variety of jobs that they do. Some drive, some do liberty work, trick riding, ride western, trail, obstacle, hunter jumper. We do not have any dressage horses at this time. So they're all trained to do a job, but I find that they really enjoy this work because for them it is also enrichment. It's different. They I think they like the change of scenery. Some of the horses, like people, naturally want to please. So you can literally do everything wrong and they will still somehow get through the obstacle. Other horses, like people, want to be asked politely. They want to be asked the right way. You have to be very clear or they're not going to do anything at all. Some horses react very badly to someone who's a little too forward. Other horses like a softer person. So if you're not going to be the boss, the horse will be the boss. They need a leader. So that's a great opportunity for us to talk about that. And how we segue that with other animals is I always explain to our kids that the rooster is also the leader, but he has responsibility. And I think that's what's lost on our young people because they think being in charge means you're the boss, you boss people around, you put them down, you take what you want from them. But we all know that the rooster has a job to protect the flock, find where the great worms are. He lets his hens know. He breaks up any fights with the hens that are happening and keeps peace in the flock and then fights to the death to protect, right? And so that's also a great way to explain that to kids. We also have kids that are growing up in different types of families. Not everyone has a single mom that they're growing up with. Some are growing up with a single dad. So they have the opportunity to look at our emus where the fathers sit on the eggs.
Hold on just a second. I'm pretty knowledgeable about animals. I've never had any emus. My neighbors have had alpacas and stuff. I didn't realize that the father sat on the eggs. That's something.
Yes,
that
the female lays and the male sits on them.
That's really that. Now, see, you can learn. Somebody who thinks they know a lot about animals learns, and you've helped us. You see, that's good. Or you've helped me anyway. That's very cool to know. Something's kind of silly. You know, one of the things that impacts me and the way I do things, Karen, children, I have long believed that children need to be around the bigger animals because they're so distant from the farm. I grew up on the farm, been around cows all my life. So it isn't for me, but when I see children that come around to my farm, they're just because the animals are big, they're afraid of them. They're so fear-based in their thinking. When the cows moo, they cover their ears because it's loud, or they don't want to touch the cows because they're afraid because they're big. And then when I bring them around and they touch the cows and they see the cows are playful and they're actually wonderful animals, then it's a whole different thing. But most children, because we're so distant from farms, period, never mind, you know, the animals, but, you know, less than 1% of us providing for all the food in the country these days. And so people that grow up in suburbia or in the cities, they have no contact. That's why this is another valuable service for people to, you know, understand that these animals, just because they're big, are not harmful.
Right, exactly.
I'm also interested in the kind of therapy that's being offered. When we were talking about the unbridled power thing, I was thinking that there are a lot of animals, bigger animals, that are providing therapy. And I mean therapy, there are people that have been in the service, folks who may have some distress in their lives. Do you do any of that there at Mandalay Farm?
Yes, we do. And we also work with groups like the ALS Foundation that helps with children with autism and giving them opportunities to experience animals and be around them as well and practice their social skills, because animals are very forgiving and you can keep trying again and again, and people aren't always as forgiving. And we have had some organizations with children with dyslexia that have to practice their reading, and they enjoy reading to an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been starting that, and so it is funny. Some of our animals do like looking at picture books. We have one emu in particular that likes it, and one of our donkeys and one of our kangaroos.
Isn't that cool?
But mostly all of our rabbits are very happy to sit in your lap while you read a book.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it helps everybody. It helps the animals and the people. Karen Taylor here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Here's a moment of thought for those of you who heard me a little while ago talking to farmers and folks about losing weight and keeping yourself in shape. How about your brain? Are you giving your brain the same attention as you're giving your body? If you aren't, perhaps it's time for you to think about that. And the way I supplement is using Prevagen. Prevagen is an all-natural supplement, a lot of vitamin D in it, which is great for your brain. So if you want a healthier brain and a better life, take care of your brain by adding Prevagen to your daily routine. It's the supplementation that really adds a lot. All the natural material that's in there, brain health supplements, there are a lot of them around, but are they as healthy as Prevagen? The answer is probably no. It's important to think of your brain as you think of your body, especially if you're getting a little older, and who isn't. Add Prevagen to your daily routine, please, for improvement of age-related cognitive impairments. Let's make sure your brain is as healthy as it can be. Get Prevagen at all health food stores, pretty much wherever you can go to a drugstore, wherever that sort of thing is sold. Look for Prevagen.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Back with Karen Taylor, I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. Has a beautiful animal sanctuary down in Jupiter, Florida, a place where a lot of people don't think of Florida unless they know the state as being a farm state, but there really are. The more you go inland and into the central part of the state, has some fabulous farms down there. You're offering Zoom tours. The COVID thing, have you had to keep people away from the farm because of COVID, Karen?
Yes, we have primarily because of the primates that we have on property. So we are opening back up later on this month for private tours, but we are mostly focusing on the Zoom tours, and we're thinking that's going to be a great way to help schools that are trying to supplement with the kids at home for them, because they can't go on field trips anymore. So we're trying to do what we can to share our animals and help supplement teachers' lesson plans and just bring a little more excitement to the day. And so we find that we can do that with the Zoom tours. And it's been, we've tested it out a few times, and it's been great. People are really receptive to it.
So you have, you reach out to teachers in Florida or all around the country. Is there some outreach program that people can go to, or they just go to MandalayFarms.com and learn about how there can be a contact, even if you're not actually physically there?
Yes, it's open. That's the beauty of Zoom. So they can be anywhere in the United States or even out of the country, but we're focusing on the United States. And then they can choose. We have a variety of things. We can do a lesson plan, or they can choose a species. Our Zoom tours start at 10 minutes and they go up to 30. And then we just bring that species out. We do an introduction. We can, depending on the species, we can do some training behaviors. We can answer questions. We can show feeding, any kind of operant conditioning training we've used with them, any natural behaviors they have. And then a lot of times people enjoy seeing the young ones that we're raising. So right now we have a spider monkey and a 6-pound red kangaroo. So,
how hard is it, Karen, for you to get help? I'm noticing most of the staff are female. Maybe that is because of you as the leader. I don't know. In terms of my farm, I have a sort of a mix, but actually more men than women. But I'd like to have more women because intuitively I think women are better, frankly, with animals than men are. They just are. And so how is it for you to find help?
It can be difficult for us to find help. Typically what happens is, because of where we are is not a, it's a high rent area,
yes,
and we don't
is,
have
yeah.
any on-site housing. So that's our challenge. But we have, you know, found our niche, so to speak, and on our animal keepers, they usually use this as an opportunity to get more experience to go to a larger zoo. And then on our horses, the same thing. They get more experience to then go into another program.
Right. Well, it's fascinating. There's a lot of great write-ups. MandalayFarms.com. The blog is fascinating. And there's a great article that I think got me into this, thinking about you and your family, the Weisberg Stables, and the philanthropy philosophy. There's a lot of stuff that we need to be encouraged to do. So congratulations to you and your family and the farm. And again, I hope that a lot of people maybe use this as an insightful way to figure out how they can help save some animals and clue people in to the nature of animals, because that's what we really need. There's much more of that needed. And children coming to the farm is very important, too, as well. So, Karen, thanks for being here. Best of luck. Maybe sometime in the winter months I'll stop by and say hi and see what actually is going on down there. Mandalay Farms, our focus here on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. And now this comment, keeping in mind the contextual nature of our conversation this week about farms that help youngsters and people who are in need get connected to the animals. I think since COVID hit, there's been so much more stress. And one of the things that has happened, at least in my neck of the woods, is the agritourism that's been a very important part of how farmers make enough money to make it through the winter has been affected because of the restrictions. But agriculture isn't, agriculture is deemed an essential business. And hello, food, yes. It was difficult at first to figure out how we could do agritourism, but now that sort of has changed. People need to go to the farm. They want to go to the farm, not only to buy the produce. We all know what's happened this year, going to the stores in March and early April, and the food not being there. People all of a sudden realized, wow, here's a problem. How do we fix it? And the problem has been fixed by people actually locating the farms and going there and buying as much as they can for not only the present, but for the winter. And so I've seen a lot of these farms that have been doing well produce-wise, but, not doing well agritourism-wise because they didn't really quite know how to handle the guidance that came because the guidance was vague, at least in my part of the country. It was. So I'm wondering what we are doing, what you're doing for indoor events, outdoor events. I'm going to encourage you to, let's see, how do I put this positively? Push the envelope. That is, do as much as you can to get people to the farm, but realize, and I'm sure that a lot of people do, I mean, I've seen goat yoga being performed, if you will, on farms. I've seen wine tasting going on. That's not surprising. People in masks, people doing distancing, hay rides. I had hay rides this summer, and instead of having 40 people on the wagon, I only allowed 10. And that made sense. Everybody had to wear a mask. Anybody, from when I started in April to the present, I was only having, you could only come to the farm and the country store and the things that were going on the farm if you're wearing a mask. If you didn't wear a mask, I asked you to leave. And sometimes I had to not be too friendly about it because people were jerks about it. And that's the bottom line. A lot of people think, oh, I don't have to wear. Well, I think nothing makes it more clear how important a mask is than the events of this past week where the president had to go to the hospital. I think you look around. Whether you think it helps you or whether you're believing some gobbledygook, I don't know. I mean, my own prejudice talking to the doctors that I have on my DJV program every week and in the Good Day Health show, another show that I do, which you can listen to every week and weekends as well at gooddayhealthshow.com, is that the masks do make a difference and social distancing does make a difference. And you know what? You can't prove that it doesn't. Maybe you say, well, you can't prove that it does, but it's polite and people expect it. So don't have people be awkward on your farm. When they come there, they're expecting people to protect themselves and the other people who are there. So wearing a mask and having activities, fine. I know my friend that has the produce farm has been doing a sunflower maze the last month or so. The corn maze is up and running now, and that's a lot of fun. There are activities going out to find and pick pumpkins. And you can be socially distant. You grab a little wagon and you go pick what you want to pick and come back and pay for it. I mean, people are using, they're getting used to it now. Maybe, God help us, if this becomes the norm, but it certainly is going to be the norm for the next few months through the winter, I'm guessing, or at least into the winter. So for whatever you're doing activity-wise, there are a lot of outdoor education things. Now that schools are open, the schools are trying to find ways to keep the kids out of school. What better way to do it than to bring them to a local farm so they can see the animals, they can see what's being grown, they can understand. That's a very important part of education. Learning about food, how to take care of your body, what good foods are, all of that stuff. It's a real challenge these days, I think, for people to actually understand what goes on the farm. And so if you're a farm owner or a business owner that has to do with food, encourage responsible opening of the farm. That would be my guidance. Now, I don't, the CDC and all the other, yeah, okay, we got to do this, we got to do that. Yep. The Board of Health, if they understand the needs and understand people, instead of enforcing people not going to the farm, they enforce virus restrictions, that is masks and distancing. And after that, you know, you're pretty much on your own. But use your own common sense. That would be the guidance that I give you. And encourage people to come to the farm. Encourage them to be around the animals. Encourage them to see how things go and grow. That's the best thing we can do at this time of year. I'm Doug Steffen with those thoughts on the American Family Farmer.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.